Good Monday. Today is June the 2nd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at changes in fertilizer prices as we are now into side dress season, and fertilizer between planting season and side dress season can definitely make an impact on the bottom line. We'll be back with all the details and changes after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines this Monday morning, the average retail prices for three fertilizers led prices for seven of the major fertilizer prices higher as we look at the third week of May. Average retail fertilizer prices for seven of eight major fertilizers were higher compared to where they were just a month ago. Leading the way higher again for prices was urea, that nitrogen fertilizer up 13% from last month with an average retail price $652 a ton. Now, both UAN 28 and UAN 32 were more expensive compared to where they were a month ago. UAN 28 was 9% more expensive, while UAN 32 was up 10%. UAN 28 had an average price of $414 a ton, while 32 was at $494 a ton. Now, four fertilizers were only slightly higher in price. DAP had an average fertilizer price of $798 a ton, while MAP came in at $827 a ton. Potash was at $470 per ton, and the nationwide average for 10340 was $666 a ton. One fertilizer did go slightly lower compared to where it was a month ago, that being anhydrous ammonia. That had an average price of $779 a ton nationwide. Now, if we do break this down on a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 71 cents a pound unit nitrogen, anhydrous was 48 cents a pound, UAN 28 was 74 cents a pound, while UAN 32 was 77 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Now, if we take a look back a year ago, five fertilizers are higher in price compared to where they were. DAP is 2% more expensive and 10340 is up 4%. UAN 28 is 15% more expensive, while urea and UAN 32 are both up 18%. Now, three fertilizers are lower compared to a year ago. MAP and anhydrous are both 1% less expensive, while potash is 8% lower compared to where it was just a year ago. In industry news, StoneX's Josh Linville puts out a media fertilizer update, this one from May 20th. The analyst mentioned the Chinese urea export program is taking shape for 2025. Normally, China will export anywhere from 5 to 5.5 million tons a year, and in 2024, the number was only 262,000 tons. He said, we're hearing 2 million tons in 2025, but this would be significantly less than we normally see in the export program, but this would still be a significant improvement from last year. He said, we still need to see how it shakes out and, more importantly, how the market would view it. Also, he says UAN solutions remain extremely tight in supplies. The good news is June is looking better with more supply, but we have to get there. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to take some time now and hear from Dr. Manbir Rakar. She is an assistant professor of soil fertility and nutrient management at The Ohio State University, and she talks a little bit about the challenge farmers face this time of year, debating between when the soils are fit and that planting date to get the best yield possible.
I know this is important to plant in optimal window zone, which is mid-April to mid-May in Ohio, but it's not even ideal to get into the field to plant in wet conditions. So at our farms, ideally we want soil matrix to be 50% solid material, sand, silt, clay, organic matter, living organisms. But 50% of the soil matrix should have pore space where air and water just flows in and out. When we go out in the field, especially in the wet soil conditions, that wet soil condition is very susceptible to all kind of soil structure degradation and compaction. So whenever we go out in the field with the heavy equipment, soil structure, soil aggregates are damaged, and that pore space, that 50%, the ideal pore space, that is reduced, which ultimately leads to issues like compaction, reduce water infiltration, drainage issues, reduce aeration issues, which are very critical for all kind of biological activities. And then ultimately that has effect on how nutrients dynamics happen in the soil as well. I mean, overall, just going into the field when the soils are wet has immediate and long-lasting effect on how soil functions that ultimately decides our crop yields. I think farmers are just in a tough situation. They're at this moment, there will be trade-offs. As you said, either I get a yield penalty because of delaying planting, or I get a yield penalty because I planted in wet condition and caused all kind of soil structure damage. And there is no question, at this moment, we are almost in the window of delayed planting. There will be some yield penalties. Maybe there is room to overcome that yield penalties by either utilizing a shorter relative maturity corn variety or increasing the seeding rate. Those kind of strategies can be applied to overcome that yield penalty. However, on the flip side, if you go out and just plant your crop in the wet conditions, especially during wet conditions, the sidewall compaction is a big issue. Once that is done, there is just no going back. It's done. It's not curable. You're going to have uneven emergence. There will be root restriction for the plants. There will be all kind of issues with the water absorption and nutrient absorption, which going to hit the yields. So if I would be in that situation, and honestly, I might be a little biased over here being a soils person, but I think the yield penalty that we're going to experience from delayed planting is not usually as huge as you would get from planting in the wet conditions. If I would have to choose one over the other, maybe I would just give a couple of more days to dry that soil and then maybe adjust some of my planting plan of corn and soybean to overcome the delayed planting situation. So there will be trade-offs, but let's go with what is less detrimental to the yields and our pockets.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.